Welcome back to Sports Day. It's all for the great people at Wilson Homes. They believe in great design, so you love being home. I tell you what, I had one eye on the Melbourne Storm last Thursday. I was covering the Carlton Saints game in the AFL, but what an unbelievable game it was. The Melbourne Storm took out, it's got to be one of the most amazing finishes to a game that you'll see. And a man who was part of it, a man who's been a star for the Melbourne Storm, is one of their hookers, Brandon Smith, and he joins us, of course, in the affectionately known as Hectic Cheese. Welcome to you, Cheese.
No, thank you. It's a pleasure to be on.
And Brandon, you must have been pleased with your own performance. Obviously, great to get the win as a team, but 75 minutes of game time went all the way to Golden Point extra time. You must have been exhausted.
Yeah, if you go back and watch the game, you'll see just how exhausted I was. last 5 minutes, I don't think I got my hands off my knees, but it was awesome to get a bit of game time under my belt. And I was a little bit clunky in hooker, I thought, to start off the game. But as a whole, I was pretty happy with how I went and managed to get through some minutes. So can't really complain.
And Brandon, I'm curious to know how much you guys actually train for these moments. I mean, for the opportunities that you have, the shots on goal, one falls to Ryan. Was it intuition or did you think back to sessions on the training track when it came down to the wire?
No, that's the thing. We like to be prepared for every circumstance, and we have these scenario drills that we do a lot in training, and taps is usually the one that kicks the field goal. And it's not by coincidence that we ended up to the right of the post. It's just where taps likes to kick it from, because he's got a bit of a swing in his shot. So having people like him, and his confidence was oozing when we got the ball back. He wanted the chance to kick it, and that's what I guess makes great players, is just having that confidence to want to kick that goal. Mm. And a lot of people would be a bit touch and go if they don't really want the ball. But he was with 40 seconds to go, he said, look, if we get the ball back, I want the ball. And that's a real credit to who he is. And he's a pretty confident guy. He doesn't mind himself. He rates himself on and off the field. So it's always good. And when he kicked it, I nearly cried. So.
Are you a bit like that, Brandon? Were you the type that wants the ball late in the game, or you'd prefer to just play your role and hand it to the teammate?
No, I just want to play my role in the team. There's no way I'm letting someone try to do my job for me. So if it came down to it, I would have kicked it myself.
And so we find you on the Sunshine Coast at the moment. Melbourne Storm have done a bit of moving around, but you would be used to that, born in New Zealand, growing up in Townsville?
Yeah. A lot of the boys are struggling, and they're doing what they can to get through. But for me, this is a bloody holiday, so I'm missing out on the Melbourne winter, and I'm coming from the Sunshine Coast summer. So it's summer all around over here, and I'm literally stoked to be here. I don't have to cook, don't have to clean. Going to the beach every day. Restrictions aren't as bad over here, so there's not a lot I can complain about.
So talk us through what the weather's been like. I mean, it's cold and freezing here in Melbourne at the moment. I can imagine it's just perfection up there.
Yeah, the first day it was just the coast. It wasn't the Sunshine Coast. It was raining all day. But apart from that, it's been gorgeous, mate. It's wake up. It's a little bit chilly, but as soon as you get in the sun, it's nice and warm, and blue skies all day. So I'm not going to say that I'm not enjoying it, because it's been one hell of a trip so far.
As long as you don't plan on going anywhere club-wise, we want you staying at the Melbourne Storm, please.
Yeah, I'll do my best.
That fills us with confidence. Hey, before we let you go, Brandon, I know you've got a team meeting, but you have been anointed to take the reins from Cameron Smith when he does retire. But 400 first-grade games now, and we showed on the weekend, or he showed, that he doesn't look like he's slowing down.
Yeah, no, like you said, 400 games is a lot, and I've just got to play 30 games for the next 13 seasons, and I'll be right underneath his belt. And I don't know how that'll go. That'll be about 38, so it'd be tough to catch him now, but yeah, he's not looking on slowing down, and why would you?
Yeah, why would you indeed? Hey, Brandon, well done on the weekend. It was great to see you get up over the Roosters. Good luck for the rest of the year and enjoy the Sunshine State. Just don't enjoy it too much.
I'll do my best. Thanks, mate. Thanks for having me.
Brandon Smith there, Melbourne Storm hooker. Probably one of his best games, certainly his best game of the season on Thursday night in that epic win over the Roosters. That's all for us on Sports Day. You can catch Jared on the couch a little later. Classified will be on at some stage after that. You can find authentic Aussie-made, Aussie-grown products online. Visit AustralianMade.com.au. This has been Sports Day for Wilson Holmes. We'll see you tomorrow night.